You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Billy Baxter, you know him as an ex-soldier, supporter of the Blind Veterans UK, daredevil, the man to break the land speed record for a solo blind rider on his motorbike, and now you can also know him for being UK's only blind town crier, and he joins me on the line now. Billy, it's great to have you here.
Hello, and welcome from North Wales.
Billy, it is so nice to have you here. And I have to ask this, how in the world did you come to have this role of a town crier? Because I feel like it's not something that you see advertised on jobs websites.
Exactly. Well, cutting a long story short, my voice got me into trouble. During my previous role at our National Centre for Blind Veterans in Llandudno, I'm involved with meeting and greeting visitors to our centre. And along with the visitors that came one day was a group of councillors. And one of the councillors pulled me to one side and asked me if we can have a chat about a job coming up within the town council. And I said, well, I'm not a councillor. He says, oh, no. He says, it's more of an honorary type job. Would you like to, have a chat about it? I said, yes. I met him in a quiet room. He said, we'd like you to apply for the post of town crier. And I looked at him and I said, town crier? He said, yes. He says, we hear that you're a former drill instructor in the army. You've got a loud voice. You're very good at communicating. Would you give it a go? And I said, no, I won't. I said, certainly not. I said, I've only just moved to Wales. I'm not 6'8" and I'm not Welsh. But he says, we've had a really, really poor applications for the role. Sadly, the town crier we had before has passed away. And we're looking for a town crier for ceremonies and civic occasions. Would you give it a go? I says, well, long story short, went down to the town hall. I met the worshipful mayor in his parlour. He gave me the bell. He gave me a short interview of my background, why I'm interested in the role. And he said, well, it just leaves me to ask you now just to ring the bell and say the inaugural words, oh, yeas. I got two oh, yeas out and he'd stopped me. He said, you've got the job. I think you've stopped all the traffic in Lloyd Street.
Is the bell your favourite part of being a town crier then?
No, I just love it because the costume, it goes back to the Regency period with the tricorn hat, the frills, it's bright blue. I've got shiny buttons and you stand out. You look like you've sort of been transported back from the Regency period. You know, I've got a bell and a staff and all the children get very confused because they think I'm a pirate. And they say to their parents, oh, look, there's a pirate. And I quickly put them right. I say, well, I haven't got a hook. I haven't got a wooden leg. Where's my parrot? I haven't got a sword. And I don't see no ships. And they still look confused. I says, look, easy. I says, the tricorn hat, the pointy bit goes forward. I says, if I spin it round so the flat bit's forward, I'm a pirate, aren't I? Oh, yes, they go. And I and that's they're quite amassed at that. But it's great because you stand out, engage with the public, and it's a great honour.
So do you sometimes find it hard? Because you said you have to engage with the public, and I feel like it's a little bit like stand-up comedy. It really relies on having that interaction from your audience.
Spot on. Interaction with the audience. When I'm carrying out my duties as town crier, I rely on my escort, whoever it may be, my wife, a friend from the council. So I work off their feedback, because obviously I can't see what the public are doing. Whether I'm declaring a cry to nobody, I wouldn't know. So they'd give me an audio description of people's reactions, what's going on around me. And again, like stand-up or any form of theatre, once the public interact with you, you're hooked up. There's no problems. You can hear people laughing or asking questions, and you can engage with them. It's when the public are quiet, you don't really know what's going on. They might be shy, embarrassed, or just in a state of shock. But engaging with the public is really, really key. And obviously, I don't stand out, not not normal blind people walk around in a tricorn hat with a bell and a stick. So wherever possible, I inform them, look, I can't see. I need you to interact with me. So it's a great icebreaker with people. I'm following the footsteps of a chap called Blind Joe. I'm in Manchester, a totally blind town crier in the Oldham area in 1880. He was a town crier for 40 years. There's a statue of him in Alexander Park in Oldham. They called him Blind Joe. He got the job by hammering on the mayor's door and announcing the fact that even though he was blind, he had a good memory and a strong voice. And he then started to regale him with memory of Psalms and other things from the Bible, demonstrating his knowledge and memory. Something as a blind town crier that you've got to be very good at, you've got to have a very good residual memory. And I'm lucky like that. I've got a good way of remembering things.
And you've been doing it for 7 years now. What would be your most memorable experience from that whole time?
Oh, there's so many memorable experiences, but for sure, the Victorian Extravaganza in Llandudno, which is the first bank holiday weekend in May, at the head of the parade, you've got all the cacophony of noise and all the floats behind you, the band and everything else, and you really get immersed in that. And other is occasions like VE Day, when we lit the beacons, you know, quite poignant special occasions marked nationally around the UK and the world. And obviously we're building up this year for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. So quite important occasions. And, you know, it's an honour to be part of those.
Oh, that sounds all so exciting, Billy. So unfortunately, we're going to have to let you go. But before we do, would you mind giving us just a little bit of a presentation of your skills? Is that possible?
Absolutely. I'll keep the volume down in case I distort the speakers. Oh yay, oh yay, oh yays. Today, the year of our Lord 2020, I, Billy Baxter, the town crier of Llandudno, have had the honour of conversing with Paulina from the Royal National Institute for the Blind Connect Radio, live on air today. God bless you all. Stay safe. God bless the Prince of Wales. And God save the Queen.
Billy Baxter, that was amazing. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.
You're listening to RNAB Connect Radio.